everybody. My name is Maren Barama. This is a Green Podcast, and you're listening A Step to Green, a Nigerian biofuel exploration. So with any other situation, you're going to first have to find the problem of the situation, and that's what we're going to be doing in this first episode. And I'm joined here with a very special guest to help us find this problem of this situation. Please introduce yourself.
Hello. I'm a senior geologist working in an oil and gas business. Actually, I've been working for the past 25 years in the oil and gas exploration and production activities.
Thank you. So, what kind of jobs are in the oil sector?
There are quite a lot of job opportunities in the oil industry, ranging from engineering, information technology, business, economics, as well as the earth science also. That's where we talk about geologists, geophysicists as
well. Okay, so this means that there are lots of jobs concerning the oil sector, and if oil was to be removed, then lots of people would be jobless.
Absolutely correct. Because today we have the majority of graduates prefer to go to the oil industry because of the abundance of job opportunities. So you are absolutely correct to say if there's no job in the oil industry, it's going to affect quite a lot of people.
Yeah. And if Nigeria's unemployment rates go up, that's obviously going to reflect badly on their HDI, on their GDP, like even GDP per capita or the GDP in general. So what's the current situation of oil in Nigeria?
As far as Nigeria is concerned, Nigerian economy is solely dependent on the oil export, because the government is actually getting most of its revenues from the export of oil and gas resources. So basically, one could say oil and gas, actually, they are the mainstay of Nigerian economy.
Yes. When I was researching for this project, I came across this site called OPEC, and they said that 90% of Nigeria's exports comes from oil and gas. So that reflects on the heavy dependence of oil exploration in Nigeria. And with this heavy reliance, on the oil is going to cause a lot of environmental degradation. Like, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Truly speaking, since the country is dependent on the exploration of oil and gas, so what that means is there are a lot of environmental degradation, ranging from land pollution to sea pollution, even to air pollution as a result of gas flaring. Because today, in as much as Nigeria is dependent on the oil, there are a lot of other activities that the society or the environment have to make impact on it.
So I was listening and you mentioned gas flaring. What is that?
Gas flaring is the inability of harnessing the gas potentials of any nation. Because when we look for oil, in most cases, we tend to come across gas reservoirs as well. So because Nigeria today, there is no adequate gas gathering system for proper utilization of these gas resources. So what the government or the international oil companies and including even the local oil companies, what they are doing today is to flare this gas that's burning the gas into the atmospheric air. And this actually is causing a lot of atmospheric pollution to the society.
Yeah, so what I can get from that is sort of as if Nigeria is wasting their resources.
Yes, because some other nations, who actually, when we look at other oil-producing countries that have enough system in place, where they're able to gather these gas resources, they're actually using the gas resources to power houses in terms of heating and as well as exporting this gas, as well as even making use of these gas resources for local manufacturing sector. Because today, as far as the country, Nigeria, is concerned, there's a huge problem when it comes to utilization of the resources to make the better use of these resources to power the country in terms of a provision of electricity, for example. So you are quite right. Nigeria is actually underutilizing its resources, like kind of being wasteful. Yes.
So if Nigeria were able to have this gas collecting system, they can actually solve two problems at once. So they can actually, the job opportunities in the oil sector could increase more than already has. And it can also power Nigeria, because Nigeria has an energy crisis, so they can just solve these two problems at once.
In fact, yes, you said it all. If the country is able to put a proper gas gathering system in place, like what we call the gas plant, so for sure, Nigeria will be able to be in a better position to provide employment opportunities for the locals as well as even for the foreigners as well. At the same time, solving the perennial issue when it comes to provision of electricity for the country, both for the local consumption as well as for the manufacturing sector.
Yes, yes. So let's sort of compare Nigeria from the past and the present. So Nigeria, they've been facing lots of oil spills, especially in the Niger Delta region, and it's polluting the River Niger. And River Niger is not sort of a massive river in Nigeria, but it's still relatively big. And I saw that more than 15 million tons of oil is spilled into the Niger Delta, which is a very small body of water compared to the area where the body of water where the Exxon Valdez oil spill occurred, or like the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, and it's 50 times more than what was actually spilled in the Exxon Valdez oil spill is what is being spilled in the Niger Delta over a span of, let's say, 15 years. So how terrible is oil spill really?
Oil spillage in the Niger Delta, I think it's a main topical issue when we are talking of oil and gas exploration and production activities in the Niger Delta. I could remember late 90s, if I'm not mistaken, there was this huge oil spillage that occurred in one of the communities in the Niger Delta, and it was a huge problem that local farmers were affected, the local people were affected, because this spillage really affected the whole of ecosystem, so to say. The aquatic plants, the animals, even because when we look at the Niger Delta today, mostly what people do for living is fishing. So this really affected the local fishermen. They could not really do any fishing. The whole water is was polluted then, as well as the land was polluted. So this really affected the whole of the ecosystem. So then the country, as far as I was aware, there was a huge protest between the activists and the local people at that particular point in time.
Yes, okay. So with what you said, it seems like oil spill and the protests against oil exploration has been going on for a very, very long time. And the government don't seem to be taking any sustainable actions towards this, because it's been happening for a very, very long time now. And it's the occurrence is increasing over the years now. And 2019, where Nigeria's almost sort of reached its peak in its economy, they'll probably, let's say, have that money to put into a sort of like a sustainable development for Nigeria. Do you think that Nigeria have that kind of plan?
There is no such concrete plan, as far as I'm aware of. Because I tell you a bit of professional angle to this. When we look at the oil spillage, we are talking of the pollution of the land, the pollution of the sea, the aquatic plants, animals being affected, human beings being affected, and I have to say something. There is an aspect of geology. We call it hydrogeology. This is an aspect dealing with water. It's a branch of geology that deals with water, the groundwater. The Niger Delta today, because we are talking of the coastal area, there is no reliable source for potable water supply. So what people do is to sink borehole within their premises. Now, when we have this kind of land pollution, sea pollution, it means there is both surface and underground seepage of the polluted water into the groundwater aquifers, groundwater reservoirs, which definitely make it very impossible for the water to be safe for drinking, or for human consumption, for washing, for whatever use we might want to put the water into. So today, I see that there's no aggressive effort from the government in terms of tackling the oil spillage, so to say, the pollution coming from the oil and gas business.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's almost sort of like a cycle, right? Because the oil spill is happening and you're going to expect it to get better from when they clean it up. But things, as you said, it's not only the surface, it's also going to be underground. Now those hydrogeologists, they would want to drill up water. They can't. They'll most likely see oil. Just for any other local living in those areas. When I used to live in Nigeria, there were lots of wells, local wells. So that won't be possible anymore for them, especially in those remote areas where they don't have access to actual clean water and they depend on rivers. And what would they depend on when these rivers, these wells, are filled with oil? Because it's not just a surface matter, it's underground, it's deeper than the surface. So we have talked about the oil spills. So what's the future of oil exploration in Nigeria?
Yeah, thank you for this question. Really, there is a kind of a term we use in the oil and gas business as reserves replacement. What that means is we are taking or extracting the oil resources from the ground, process to refine it, and we sell. Okay. There's also some portion being allocated for local consumption. So in as much as these processes are ongoing, we are consuming, we are exporting, Nigerian government making money, everybody seems to be happy. But we need to be looking for more oil, because in as much as we are extracting the oil resources, oil and gas, we need to be replenishing the resources.
Yes.
So in that aspect, what we do is we try to make sure we have a very reasonable reserves replacement effort in place by looking for more oil.
Yes.
So if new discoveries are made, it means we'll be able to replenish the reservoir exactly we are depleting. Now, in as much as we are continuing with these processes, the future will remain the same. Because we are continue to depend solely on the oil and gas resources for the mainstay of the economy.
So it still causes that environmental degradation, actually. And the with this high expectancy of oil production and oil exploration in Nigeria, it doesn't really give much space for other sort of natural resources to shine, possibly even brighter than the oil Nigeria has, because oil isn't going to be there forever. We're obviously going to run out at some point. And the fact that they're already doing the reservoir, it shows that we're already started to run out. So do you think there are any other natural resources that we can use in place of oil?
In fact, looking at Nigeria today, we only focus on the oil and gas, but there are other potentials in terms of solid minerals. We have what we call the solid minerals element of the potentials of the country. And this year we could see gold. We have tin, we have aluminium, we have quite a lot of minerals that are actually in abundance in the various parts of the country. But so far, the government, the effort has been geared towards oil and gas. So that's why these resources are not really being harnessed. Like you rightly said, with time, I see a shift, because once the reservoirs are getting depleted, the reserves are getting much and much lowered. It means we need to look elsewhere.
Mm.
And the only way is to look for all these solid minerals through aggressive exploration activities.
Yes.
Because when we look at the north, the south, east and west, we have these solid minerals in abundance.
Mm.
But we need a dedicated effort to really map out the occurrence of these resources.
Yes. So for other resources, like their exploration, to be nearly as successful as oil exploration in Nigeria, what kind of standards do they have to meet?
That's a very good question. Once again, there are quite a lot of international standards. The only thing the government needs to do is to put in place the processing platforms, processing plant, to really be able to extract all these minerals, solid minerals, because they will come with other impurities, as you know.
Yes.
Exactly. So the idea behind it is to make sure the plant to be able to remove these impurities so that the minerals will now be fit for international export.
Mm.
Exactly. So that Nigerian government can earn more resources through that.
Yeah. And we know that Nigeria has quite a lot of money. They are the 12th biggest oil exporter in the world, and also the first in Africa. So I think one of the reasons why other natural resources aren't being harnessed is because of corruption as well. Also, it's one of the possible reasons why oil spills keep occurring, because if Nigeria decide to suddenly change their environmental laws for specific oil companies, for Shell, the Royal Dutch Shell, for example, Shell are most likely one to move elsewhere. It means that they won't be able to get away with what they've been doing over the past how many years. They won't be able to get away with that anymore. So what do you think about that?
Absolutely right. In the scheme of things today, the way I see a big change is for government to really have a very stringent environmental law guiding the operations of these oil companies, in the sense that not only if a company allows a spillage to occur, they will also be held liable for whatever action or actions the government will take, as also their international reputation will be at risk. And there should be a very serious litigation against such a company that allows any spillage to occur. Because when we look at the oil spillage, so to say, it was really the one that happened last time, the one I know of, in the 80s, in the early 90s, I think. That was the highest environmental issue one could actually think of in the Niger Delta. That place was called Ogoni land.
Yes.
So this kind of thing that to me is unacceptable. I think the government needs to do more in terms of putting in place a very stringent measures. Yes, very stringent measures in such a way that the government will be on top of a situation if any company allows spillage to occur within its area of operations.
Yeah, so what we can take away from this is that it's more about taking the problem from knowing about it to doing something about it, very rigorous something about it. And in the next second episode, actually, we're going to be talking about biofuel in Nigeria. So what do you think about that as of right now? Do you know that exists in Nigeria?
Yeah, I know it faintly, but it's not something that is widely known to the Nigerian communities. Yes, because I would still say this particular aspect is still at its infancy, because it's not really well developed, so to say. When you talk of biofuel, I think there's still a long way to go about that.
For sure. Yes, for sure. Yes. So this has been a step to green. This was a Nigerian biofuel exploration podcast. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. And I will see you next episode.
You're welcome.